Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Mamre by Avram Goldar and Terim Masechus Baba Kama Daf Pei Off, the seventh Perek Meruba. This daf is dedicated as a schus for the Refuah Shleima of Rachel Bas Vega. So the three daps we're going to focus on Amunas. Tana Braisa, Asar Tanaim Hisna Yehoshua. Yehoshua stipulated 10 conditions with Klal Yisrael when dividing Eretz Yisrael. They are, number one, people may pasture their animals in other people's forests. Number two, they may gather wood from people's fields. Number three, they may gather grass from anywhere for their animals, except where fenugreek is grown, for which the grass is beneficial. Number four, they may cut off shoots from people's trees to plant, except from the stump of an olive tree, which is two fistfuls high. Number five, townspeople may utilize water from a spring which issued from someone's property. Number six, everyone may fish with a hook and line in the Sea of Tiberia, although it's in Shevet Naphtali's portion. Number seven, people may relieve themselves behind privately owned stone fences, even in a field full of saffron. The Braisa adds that people may walk through permissible paths, meaning shortcuts through private fields generally allowed by owners between crops, until the second rainfall. And the Gemara below identifies this as Shlomo's enactment. Number eight, they may walk on the privately owned signs of the road to avoid obstacles which are formed on the road. Number nine, one who is lost in a vineyard may cut his way out. Number ten, an unintended corpse acquires its site for burial and cannot be moved. Pointing to the Gemara relates that Shmuel and Rav Yehuda were walking on the road in Bavel, and Shmuel turned to the side of the road to avoid the obstacles in the road. Rav Yehuda asked if Yeshua's conditions apply in Bavel, and Shmuel replied, Shani Omer afil b'chutzlarz. Yes, because I say they apply even abroad, and certainly in Bavel. In another instant, Rebbe and Rebbe Chia were walking on the road and turned to the roadside where the road became difficult to travel. Rav Yehuda ben Nekusa was walking ahead of them on the road itself, taking large steps to step over the pits. Rebbe said to Rebbe Chia, Mihu zeh shemar gadol befenenu? Who is this that's showing greatness before us, meaning making a display of great fear of heaven in refusing to take advantage of Yeshua's allowances? Such action appears like haughtiness. Rebbe Chia suggested perhaps it was his student, Rav Yehuda ben Nekusa, b'chol ma'asav l'shem shemayim, and all his actions are for the sake of heaven. When they saw that it was indeed him, Rebbe said, if you were not Yehuda ben Nekusa, we would split your leg with an iron club, meaning we would excommunicate you. And pointing with you, a braisa illustrates Yeshua's ninth condition. Haro chavero tol ben akromim, one who sees his friend lost among the vineyards, mafasik va'ola mafasik v'yored, should cut his way through up and down, ad shema leil la'ir o laderech, until he reaches the city or the road. And so it is when he himself is lost among the vineyards. The additional novelty is explained. One might have thought that one may save his fellow who's lost in the vineyard because he knows the way and can minimize the damage, but one who is lost himself, he should go back to the end of the vineyard and go around the boundaries until reaching the road. The Braisa teaches otherwise. The Gemara asks that this law should be deraisa because a Braisa teaches Hashav is good from where do we know the obligation of returning one's lost person? The Pasuk says, V'hashevoso, and you shall return him. Why then was Yeshua's condition necessary? In answer, that biblically speaking, the lost person must circle along the boundaries of the vineyard to avoid damaging it, and Yeshua allowed cutting through it. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, it was taught in a braisa, Asar Tanaim Hisna Yehoshua. Yehoshua stipulated 10 conditions with Klal Yisrael when dividing Eretz Yisrael. They are, number one, people may pasture their animals in other people's forests. Number two, they may gather wood from people's fields. Number three, they may gather grass from anywhere for their animals, except where fenugreek is grown, for which the grass is beneficial. Number four, they may cut off shoots from people's trees to plant, except from the stump of an olive tree, which is two fistfuls high. Number five, townspeople may utilize water from a spring which issued from someone's property. Number six, everyone may fish with a hook and line in the Sea of Tiberia, although it's in Shevet Naphtali's portion. Number seven, people may relieve themselves behind privately owned stone fences, even in a field full of saffron. The Braisa adds that people may walk through permissible paths, meaning shortcuts through private fields generally allowed by owners between crops, until the second rainfall. And the Gemara below identifies this as Shlomo's enactment. Number eight, they may walk on the privately owned signs of the road to avoid obstacles which are formed on the road. Number nine, one who is lost in a vineyard may cut his way out. Number ten, an unintended corpse acquires its site for burial and cannot be moved. Pointing to the Gemara relates that Shmuel and Rav Yehuda were walking on the road in Bavel, and Shmuel turned to the side of the road to avoid the obstacles in the road. Rav Yehuda asked if Yeshua's conditions apply in Bavel, and Shmuel replied, Shani Omer afil b'chutzlarz. Yes, because I say they apply even abroad, and certainly in Bavel. In another instant, Rebbe and Rebbe Chia were walking on the road and turned to the roadside where the road became difficult to travel. Rav Yehuda ben Nekusa was walking ahead of them on the road itself, taking large steps to step over the pits. Rebbe said to Rebbe Chia, Mihu zeh shemar gadol befenenu? Who is this that's showing greatness before us, meaning making a display of great fear of heaven in refusing to take advantage of Yeshua's allowances? Such action appears like haughtiness. Rebbe Chia suggested perhaps it was his student, Rebbe Yehuda ben Nekusa, b'chol ma'asav l'shem shemayim, and all his actions are for the sake of heaven. When they saw that it was indeed him, Rebbe said, if you were not, you would have been Nukusa. We would split your leg with an iron club, meaning we would excommunicate you. And pointing with you, a brisa illustrates Yeshua's ninth condition. Haroach Havero Tov Ben Akromim, one who sees his friend lost among the vineyards, Mefasik Ve'ola Mefasik Ve'yored, should cut his way through up and down, Ad Shemalei La'ir Ola Derech, until he reaches the city or the road. V'chein Hu Shetov Ben Akromim, and so it is when he himself is lost among the vineyards. The additional novelty is explained. One might have thought that one may save his fellow who's lost in the vineyard because he knows the way and can minimize the damage, but one who has lost himself, he should go back to the end of the vineyard and go around the boundaries until reaching the road. The Braisa teaches otherwise. The Mura asks that this law should be the Raisa because a Braisa teaches a Shavas Gufa Menayim. From where do we know the obligation of returning one's lost person? The Pasuk says, V'hashevoso, and you shall return him. Why then was Yeshua's condition necessary? It answers that, biblically speaking, the lost person must circle along the boundaries of the vineyard to avoid damaging it, and Yeshua allowed cutting through it. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Pei Off, and our standard Simon is a grandpa. So here goes. The grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, who saw two great rabbis walk along the side of his field to avoid the obstacles on Bavel Street, didn't realize that one of his grandkids had gotten lost in the vineyard until the kid cut his way through and appeared. Once again, slow motion. The grandpa, that must be one duff. Pay olive. The grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Asar Tanaim, Hisna Yeshua. Yeshua stipulated 10 conditions with Klal Yisrael when dividing Eretz Yisrael, and then goes on to list them. So the grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, who saw two great rabbis walk along the side of his field to avoid the obstacles on Bavel Street, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Shmuel and Rabbi Yehuda were walking on the road in Bavel, and Shmuel turned to the side of the road to avoid the obstacles in the road. Rabbi Yehuda asked if Yeshua's conditions apply in Bavel, and Shmuel replied, Shani Omer Afil Bechutzlarz, yes, because I say they apply even abroad, and certainly in Bavel. So the grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, who saw two great rabbis walk along the side of his field to avoid the obstacles on Bavel Street, didn't realize that one of his grandkids had gotten lost in the vineyard until the kid cut his way through and appeared. Which reminds us, a braisa illustrates Yeshua's ninth condition. Haroach Havero Tov Ben Akromim, one who sees his friend lost among the vineyards, Mefasik Ve'ol Mefasik Ve'yored, should cut his way through up and down, Ad Shemahalei La'ir Ola Derech, until he reaches the city or the road. V'chein Hu Shetov Ben Akromim, and so it is when he himself is lost among the vineyards. So once again, the grandpa posting a sign with 10 conditions for when his grandchildren divide his property, who saw two great rabbis walk along the side of his field to avoid the obstacles on Bavel Street, didn't realize that one of his grandkids had gotten lost in the vineyard until the kid cut his way through and appeared. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Daf ein zayin. So the simmer daf ein zayin is an aze, a goat. So here goes. The stolen goat, that must be one daf ein zayin, aze. The stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a par duma, which conveys tumas ochlin, since it had a shasa kosher, which reminds us, the Gemara provides a source that Rabbi Shimon holds ko omen liftos kapadu edami. Anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. Rabbi Shimon taught in a braisa, par matame tumas ochlin, the meat of a shechta par duma conveys food tuma, although it's prohibited in benefit. Over haitzel a shasa kosher, since it had a moment of fitness, meaning there was a moment after shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. Rish Lakish explains the moan of fitness based on Rabbi Shimon's ruling, par nifte tzal gad mar achta. A par duma may be redeemed after shechita upon its pyre. Although it was shechted properly, if a nicer cow was found, Rabbi Shimon holds the first could be redeemed becoming chulin and permitted in consumption. So the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a par duma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had ashasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying all the hay, since he would be exempt if he shechted it, which reminds us, the Gemara relates the case of a mocher trefa. If a thief sells a trefa, which cannot be eaten even when shechted, according to Rabbi Shimon's opinion that a shechita which does not permit consumption does not constitute shechita, Rabbi Yochanan says he's liable dal v'hei, afak of the leisa b'tavicha, eisa b'mechira. For although it's not subject to dal v'hei for shechita, it's still subject to dal v'hei for selling. Rish Lakish says that since he would be exempt for shechting it, he's also exempt for selling it. So the stolen goat standing right next to the meat of a par duma, which conveys tumas ochlin since it had a shasa kosher, was sold as a trefa which would exempt the thief from paying dal the hay, since he would be exempt if he shechted it. unlike the time he stole and sold a geep, which is a crossbreed of a sheep and goat, and was told he would have to pay. Dalvei, which reminds us, a braisa taught that one who steals in Shech's Kalim, a crossbreed between a goat and a sheep, pays Dalvei. Then whereas the pasuk uses the word set, and Rabba taught, kol makom shenemar set ino el lahotzi as a Kalim. Wherever the word set is stated, it's only to exclude a crossbreed. Why then would a thief pay Dalvei for shechning a crossbreed? It answers that the X word O in an ox or a seh includes a crossbreed. The Gemara goes on to explain why the word O in this context includes, whereas in another context it excludes. Daf Ein Ches. So the Simmer Daf Ein Ches is a child going, ugh. So here goes. The anti-veggie boys who went, ugh, ugh, that must be more in Daf Ein Ches. The anti-veggie boys who went, ugh, when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with kalim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, which reminds us, Rava taught, kol makom shenemar seh eino el lahotzi as a kalim. Anywhere that seh is stated, it is only to exclude kalim, a crossbreed. Having established that the crossbreed is not excluded from Dalvei, the Gemara asks where the exclusion was applied. It answers le'inyan peter chamor regarding redemption of a firstborn donkey, which a Mishnah teaches cannot be redeemed with a crossbreed from a sheep and a goat. So the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with the kalim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether one can pay for a stolen ola with a lamb or bird where the owner designated a shore. So the anti-veggie boys who went ugh when they found out their firstborn donkey could not be redeemed with the kalim of a sheep and a goat because of the exclusion of seh, threw their vegetables at the thief who returned a bird for their father's ola bull he stole, and at a second thief who didn't have to pay Dalvei for the sheep he stole and sold because he left over 1/100 of the meat from the sale. Which reminds us, the next mission says, Machru chutz me'echon me'meir shabo. If the thief sold all but 1/100 of the animal, he does not pay Dalvei. Rav explains, this means chutz me'davar hanitar imo b'shchita, except for something which becomes permitted through shchita, meaning its meat, as opposed to its hide, horn, or wool, which would not constitute an exclusion in the sale. Other opinions are brought. Daf Ein Tes. So the Simmer Daf Ein Tes is a pen, and we often use a sofer with a quill. So here goes. The Shomer who did Mashiach on the Sofer's cow, Sofer, that must be on Daf Ein Tes, 8, pen. The Shomer who did Mashiach on the Sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment, which reminds us that we learned Mashiach was also instituted for Shomrim, so that a Shomer does not assume responsibility for the item before doing Mashiach and is not liable as soon as he agrees to watch it. So the Shomer who did Mashiach on the Sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and his skin would be used as parchment was held up by a guzzlin out in the open who didn't fear him or Hashem, which reminds us, Reuchim and Zakkai explained why the Torah was stricter with a ganav to be kefo and dalvehei. Zehish v'kvod evik v'kvod kono. This guzzlin equated the servant's honor to his master's honor by fearing no one. And this ganav did not equate the servant's honor with his master's honor by being afraid of men, but not of Hashem. Rabbi Gamliel compared it with two people who made a feast, one who invited the townsfolk, but not the king's sons, and the other who invited neither. The punishment of the former gave more respect to the townsfolk is greater. So the Shomer who did Mashiach on the Sofer's cow to guard it until it was to be shechted and its skin would be used as parchment was held up by a goslin out in the open who didn't fear him or Hashem, while a humiliated gun of carrying a sheep on his shoulders knocked by, who would only be chayiv dalad, which reminds us, Tanaim explained why one pays fivefold for stealing and shechting or selling an ox, but only fourfold for a sheep. Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai said, Bo re kama gadol kvod habrius, come and see how great is human dignity. Shor shahalach beraglev chamisha, for an ox which walked with the thief on its own feet, he pays fivefold. But for a sheep which he carried on his shoulders, humiliating himself, he pays only fourfold. Daf Pei, so the Simmer Daf Pei is a painter. So here goes. The sad painter, that must be in Daf Pei. The sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio, which reminds us, on the previous daf, the Mishnah stated, Ein megadlin behema daka be'eretz Yisrael. One may not raise small domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael because of their tendency to wander into and graze in other people's property. In a braisa was taught, Rosh asked the tshuva, a shepherd, who has repented from raising small animals in Eretz Yisrael. Ein mechayvino selim kor miyad, we do not obligate him to sell them all immediately, which might prevent him from selling them for fear of financial loss. Al mokra al yad, rather, he may sell them little by little. So the sad painter painting pictures of the sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't notice the black cat son of a white cat attack his little son's hand, which reminds us, the Gemara waits, that a cat once cut off the hand of a child, whereupon Rav declared publicly, Chatua mutar lahargo, it's permitted to kill a cat, it's forbidden to keep it, it has no prohibition against stealing it, and concerning it, there's no obligation of returning lost item to its owner. So the sad painter painting pictures of his sheep and goats he had to sell on the walls of his studio didn't knows the black cat son of a white cat attack his little son's hand by the door that never opened since the day he got the notice that his appointment to get smicha was canceled. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes three statements from the sons of Rav Papa, one of them being, Delos haninelos lo bimhira tiftach, a door which is closed on a person's success will not quickly be opened. Marzutra explains it refers to smicha, ordination, meaning if someone was supposed to receive smicha but was prevented, it will not be easily achieved. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which definitely when a door which is closed would not quickly be open, referring to someone who was prevented from getting smicha? That's on daf. Pay. Good number 2. Which definitely when the one who steals kalim and then sells or shacks it is subject to dalad v'hei is from the word o? That's on daf. Ein Zayin. Good number 3. Which daf do we discuss whether one who's motive b'kanas has to pay if his admission does not obligate him to pay anything? That's on daf. Ein Hey. Good number 4. Which of the one of Yeshua's 10 tanaim is that one lost in someone's vineyard may cut his way out? That's on daf. Pay off. Good number 5. Which of you discuss whether one can pay for a stolen ola with a lamb or a bird where the owner had designated a shore as the ola? That's on daf. Ein Ches. Good number 6. Which of the one that Mashiach was also instituted for Shomrim? That's on daf. Ein Tes. Good number 7. Which daf do we discuss owning cats? That's on daf. Pei. Good number 8. Which of the one about Yeshua's 10 to 9 for dividing the land? That's on daf. Pay off. Good number 9. Which stuff do you know the difference between a gazlan and a ganav, and why a ganav pays kefil and dal the hay? That's on daf. Ein test. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do you know the one may not raise domesticated animals in Eretz Yisrael, and if one did, he may sell them little by little? That's on daf. Pay. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.